The following program was previously recorded. It's time for Live and Local. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's just wonderful to have the company. Omaha Performing Arts' Jazz Academy fosters quality jazz education in the Omaha area middle schools. And this is a free program connecting students and teachers with professional teaching artists. And you can explore jazz on a much deeper level. We have a professional teaching artist right here with us, Sean Bell, the trombonist, and Kathleen Lawler-Husted from Omaha Performing Arts. Welcome, both of you.
All right.
Thank you.
Wonderful to have you here. Kathleen, I'm going to start with you for nuts and bolts. How did this program come into being? What's the genesis of this?
Yeah, so education is a big part of what we do at Omaha Performing Arts. It's a big part of our mission. So the Jazz Academy is just one of the many ways that we live out that mission. We knew that we wanted to provide some high-quality education opportunities, particularly to the middle school students in the area.
Oh, very good. Sean, how did you get a sweet gig like this?
Well, I'm a relative newcomer here to Omaha, and I've always done a lot of teaching, both as a lesson teacher and also in schools, kind of supplementing what schools do. And I knew when I moved here, I wanted to be able to expand that component of working in schools, working with students, and I'm mostly a jazz musician. And so just through connecting with local area musicians and some other educators, they directed me towards Omaha Performing Arts. We had a couple meetings and kind of worked through this program, and that was in 2018, and then we launched in the fall of 2018. So we met in the winter and launched in the fall.
Sure. Can you describe for me kind of the difference between, I mean, at some level you've got to learn, as a child and a young person, you've got to learn basic trombone, how to do your lips, how to do it, where the notes are, the slide action, breath control, all those kinds of things. But at some level, how do you go from teaching trombone and then teaching jazz? I mean, there's a difference there, isn't there?
Sure. I loved playing in school when I was young, and I did most of the things that many students who love to play do, played in honor bands and, took lessons and that kind of stuff. And I have a couple degrees in jazz studies, so I have that, background in my education. But as I started to work as a professional player, it probably started out as a way to kind of supplement my income by teaching, but
sure.
Then I found I really loved it. And so I gradually tried to find ways to incorporate it more. And I also often found that there was a real need for quality jazz education, especially to help band directors teach it better to their students. Even if I go in for a clinic, I only see them for an hour, the students for an hour, but the band directors see them every day. And so my goal is to not only help the students get better, but also help music educators see how they can teach jazz better to their students. And then that really helps all ships rise.
Oh, absolutely. When you're teaching a kid or several kids, can you kind of talk about that moment when maybe they make the connection? I mean, musically, you can play the notes that are on the page. Miles Davis had a quote that I can't quite talk about, but it basically the notes are the notes, but boy, the attitude behind it and that light bulb going on in a young person. How does that impact
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. So in the clinics, we work on improvisation. Oftentimes is a big part of playing the style of jazz, and a lot of students, maybe they're a little reticent or a little timid about improvising. It's a new skill that they're working on. And so just a couple weeks ago, I was working with the middle school and a young lady, tenor saxophone player. She was kind of volunteered by her classmates to be the one who was going to be the one who's going to improvise in this section. And she was very intimidated. So I kind of guided her to say, okay, we're only going to choose a few notes for this section. And the only thing I want you to do is worry about listening to the drum set player. You just have to worry about listening to them and think, am I playing with them? And so we work through the section, and she plays pretty well. And so at the end of that, you could see on her face, oh, I actually did play pretty well, even though I was a little bit scared. And so that little bit of a connection is what, helps them to then say, well, this is something I can practice, get better at, and, just make part of what I do musically as well.
That's a great story. I love that. Kathleen, you hear something like that and you get to see the impact that a program like this is having on the kids. Can you give us a little insight into when OPA's looking at a program like this, expanding it, making sure it stays on the budget, that type of thing? How do those discussions go?
Really, we love engaging and inspiring learners of all ages. And stories like this, that's why we do what we do. And, one of the things that's really cool about these programs is not only are these students gaining skills as young musicians, but they're also learning things like teamwork, accountability, and it's just really wonderful to see that flourish.
Well, yeah, and quite frankly, anytime you're studying music, you're learning math, whether you like it or not.
For sure.
there's no question about it. Kathleen, where can people go if they were looking for information about this? Or I don't know if you can get individual children involved, but if you want to get your school involved, that type of thing. Where can people go for any of this information?
Absolutely. There is more information at our website, opa.org. And we hope that you visit the site, check it out, and learn more.
That's opa.org?
Mm-hmm. O-PA.org.
O-PA.org. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. O-PA.org for more information. She is Kathleen Lawler-Husted. She's the Associate Director of Education at the Omaha Performing Arts. And Sean Bell, Jazz Academy teaching artist and trombonist, joins us here live. Wonderful work you're doing, and thank you both. Appreciate you coming in today. Programming on NPR continues right now.